The First World Congress on Communication for Development concluded at the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization in Rome yesterday. The three-day gathering of some 700 experts, policymakers, journalists, and NGO representatives looked at ways in which effective communication can be used to pull people out of poverty and promote healthcare, education, and gender equality in countries all over the globe. Philippa Hitchens spoke with Marcella Verrell, who heads the FAO's Department on Gender and Population and Sustainable Development, about the role that the church can play in fighting against poverty and hunger.
The church is an essential partner in this process. The church is what is closest to many of the people in the rural areas. We in FAO, naturally, our constituents are the people in the rural areas and also the poorest of the poor who are also in the rural areas. And we have a number of projects with the church. So we have partnered for very, very many years. We understand the importance of this partnership and this alliance, and we value it very much.
Can you give us a few concrete examples of these projects you're talking about?
One of my favorite projects in FAO is one that we have for orphans and vulnerable children, children that have been made orphans by HIV/AIDS or by other causes and who are not receiving the agricultural skills and knowledge that they would have received from their parents for obvious reasons, unfortunately. So we started in Mozambique an initiative. It's called the Junior Farmer Field and Life Schools, which basically teaches agricultural skills and knowledge to these children on top of naturally a lot of life skills. And this we do together with the church, with the local churches in different parts of Mozambique. They are the ones who are there directly dealing with the children and helping them get a future.